mama tintigati mekanche. Awobe pedo. Ah. Ah ah kele pepaya. Awobe tika bino. Timara we awobe tiyo. Awobe tika bino. Pepa. Akelu. Pepa. Awobe tika bino. Pepa. Akelu. Pepa. Awobe tika bino. Mi pepa, akero. Pepa, awobe ti abino. Pepa, akere we. Petam, awobe ti abino. Pepa, akere we. Petam, awobe bino cha. Pepa, akere we. Gwaretam, awobe ti abino. Pepa, akere we. Waretam, utima bino cha pepa, akero pepa, na wia ugobe bino pepa, akere we.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Ribosome Radio. My name is Matt Davignon, and we're going to give you an hour or so of unusual experimental sounds from all over the place. We started out the program with a collective, mostly out of Kumpala, Uganda, based around the Nyange Nyange Tapes record label. The name of the artist is Metal Prayers, and the name of the track is Peppa, from the self-titled album that came out earlier this year. Prayers is spelled like people who pray, P-R-E-Y-E-R-S. After that, we heard from a Japanese group, from a CD in the early 90s, we heard from Omoide Hatoba with a track called CD Planets off of the record called Mantako. And in the background right now, we're listening to one of my favorite releases of last year. This is Joshua Abrams and Natural Information Society. We're listening to an excerpt from a track called In Memory's Prism from a record called Mandatory Reality. If you like the music that you're going to hear on this program, I highly recommend that you follow the links in the podcast description to find the music from the artist and actually buy it. Makes a big difference to the artists if you buy their music rather than just listening to it on Spotify. Spotify pays next to nothing. And the same goes for YouTube and other streaming services. So if you support the artist directly, it does make a difference. We're going to keep listening to Joshua Abrams and Natural Information Society for a bit. And then we're going to continue on with some more percussive bass music for a while, starting with another release from Nyange Nyange Tapes, and that one is going to be Nihiloxica from their second release. So stay tuned. All right, let's take a few minutes to talk about some music that we just heard. Just a few minutes ago, we heard from Bigley Spokes, an artist out of Norwich, UK. This is a genre of music that I haven't heard a lot of in a while. It was one of the first things that got me into experimental music in the first place. There was a cafe I went to in Santa Rosa called Cafe This, and the guy who ran it would do these tape collages, live tape collages, of different music sources and just kind of mix them together. Bigley Spokes is a DJ doing sort of the same thing. This is a release called Hand, and it's definitely a fun listen. He's got a number of other ones up on Bandcamp as well. Before Bigley Spokes, we heard from Dina Abdelwahad, who is a Tunisian artist currently living in Toulouse, France. We heard from the track, I believe this is pronounced, actually I don't believe it's pronounced, but I'll do the best I can, Anna Hakeka, and that is from a record called Dakar, again, that came out earlier this year. Left field experimentalist, again, another one of those artists that's making a transition from dance music into more outside and experimental realms. And more in that vein, before that we heard from a Portuguese artist, Bruno Silva, also known as Onnis, with another thing I'm going to mispronounce. It's called Meio Que Sumiu, which translates to The Community That Disappeared. The name of the track is Ringe 2. Some nice percussive sounds. And that brings us back to the beginning of the set, which is Nyalaxica with a song called Baksimba from their second record, which is called Biri, released on Nyenge Nyenge Tapes last year. In the background right now, this is one of those hard releases to find. This is a band called LAN, L at symbol N, an electronic duo from Germany with Otto Müller and Rupert Bua Huber. And it kind of came out in that era in the 90s where a lot of independent releases were coming out. But when MP3s would become widely available, you know, a lot of these record labels just kind of folded up and disappeared, but there wasn't much of a way for the music to be offered online. It's kind of like a Middle Ages of music distribution. So, you know, on one hand, it was great that these independent labels were all popping up. On the other hand, I imagine the rights to this music and the rights to distribution of this music is kind of held up in a purgatory of some sort. Anyway, this is a nice, what can we say about this? It's simple drum loops with modifications. And we're going to listen to this for a few more minutes. This is a excerpt from a long track called Lee-1. Then we're going to hear from Laura Luna, out of Puebla, Mexico, with her 2014 release called Isolarios. The name of that track will be Wasteland, coming up in a few minutes. Thank you.
up, people were not like strong wind and anything. Words in my head the air morning, and I saw some like people. It felt just strong. I could not imagine me with me like the morning, and I heard there was something I looked for. The people were not strong light. I could not see anything like the different way I heard the horn looked up, and I could not like the wind, and there was nothing. Words in me, the air morning, and I heard, and I saw something.
Yeah.
I will not fight strong wind thing. Well, to me, when I heard the air horn and I saw something people lying, I felt a I could not see the inside of the air horn thing. I heard something that I looked up. People were not in the strong light to see anything. A different world warning, and I heard the air top, and I was not quite the strong wind and I could world in the me. I heard the air warning, and I saw something that I looked up. The people were not strong, could not see anything. A different world warning, and I heard that I looked up. People were not quite the strong light to anything.
All right, last mic break for this episode. Just a few moments ago, we heard from a Bay Area duo called Ema. And the name of this record is called The Flowers Die in Burning Fire. Released off of a record label based out of Peru called Buh Records, B-U-H. Ema is one of my favorite local bands. And Ama Ateria and Nava Dunkelman are the musicians. And they have both this and a shared EP with Otto Plain. Both of them are really amazing releases. Before Ema, we heard from Laura Luna de Castillo, professionally known as simply Laura Luna, from a 2014 release called Isolarios. That was what started the set, with loops of what sounds like found news clips. It looks like she's currently based out of Puebla, Mexico, although she may have been living in Prague when she recorded this. Anyway, nice release. Mostly kind of like on the experimental ambient vein. Good texture, all that jazz. It's not jazz. In the background right now, we're hearing from Diurnal Burdens, which is the project of Ross Scott Buklucz, based out of Manchester. And this is a release from 2017. It looks like two 30-minute pieces, but each of them contains a number of sub-recordings. Sound sources used here include reel-to-reel recordings, no input mixer, oscillators, Walkmans, and effect pedals. For those who might not know what no input mixer is, it's you take a small mixing board, like a Behringer mixing board, for example. That's usually the kind you find all over the place. You take the headphone out, and then you wire it through a bunch of guitar pedals, and then you plug that into the track one input. Now, it can get a lot more complex than that, but basically you're generating sound out of the electronics of the pedals, more so than usually the effects that they would produce. So it's usually a kind of unpredictable sound to use. Although, it doesn't sound like that's what we're listening to in the background right now. This sounds much more mechanical, like maybe a mechanical contact mic on a Walkman or a reel-to-reel recorder would be my guess. Anyway, lots of variety in this record. Again, kind of the ambient experimental slash drone category. And this came out on Invisible City Records, just one of those record labels to pay attention to. They've been putting out a lot of great stuff. Came out in 2017. And we're going to listen to this for a few more minutes, and then we're going to finish up the podcast today with an artist out of Indonesia named Fami Mursyid. The name of the EP is Malugufuk, and the name of the track will be Klasu. Looks like this is going to be a Eurorack modular with VCFE rack 0.6, and also using some field recordings recorded in Malugufuk Village in West Papua. The field recordings were recorded by Ninda Felina and Mark Roberts of Greenpeace in 2017. This recording came out in 2018. I really like the processing in here. I thought it was originally computer and granular synthesis and stuff like that, but it looks like it is mostly Eurorack and field recordings. So we're going to listen to that. Once again, if you like the music you're hearing, please check out the links where you can find most of the music available on Bandcamp, which is Bandcamp's very good about making sure the artists get the lion's share of the income from the music. They go out of their way to not rip people off, so that's why I usually go for Bandcamp links. A couple of the records would be a little hard to find, some of the ones from the 90s. Anyway, enjoy, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you.